Hey everyone, it is Brian Kenny and welcome to episode number 2 of the Brian Kenny podcast. Okay, so the first topic today, and for those who don't know how this works, let me just do a quick recap. My name is Brian. I run a digital agency in Dublin called Minicorp, and we help young startups and products to get going and become profitable as soon as possible. I'm also spending about 2 days per week at the moment launching a product called Unity Street in London, which is a B2C based product that is all around discovering great products, sharing them, and making money from them. There'll be loads in the description if you want to check out either of those products. I'm using this podcast as a method for me to learn and to get better and stronger at how I build businesses, products, and overall as an actual human. Okay, so I name out a couple of points on every episode, what I'm going to do and how I'm going to achieve them. So number one that I've noticed is that I'm not delegating strongly enough. A lot of my time is being spent still on tasks that I really should be delegating out to other people. For example, last week or this week, I've said that I'm going to put out a vlog once per week. And the more that I dig into it, there's a magnitude of time that goes into the editing side of that. So instead, what I've done is met up with a couple of videographers over the past week and said, if I shoot the vlog, will you edit it, come up with a story or a scenario or some sort of a message and how the vlog looks and style it and basically put your own twist on it? And that will free up a good half a day of my time per week, which is excellent. Plus, I get to put out some really good content. So I think the first episode is going to come out next week instead. It's still going to be on Thursday, but delegating that out is going to be really helpful. The second thing on that point is an office cleaner. I don't know what it is with me, but ever since Minicorp got their first office, I've always personally cleaned it. So I've hoovered it, I've done everything in the office cleaning, and I have absolutely no idea why I'm doing that. Like, I could literally hire a cleaner for less than 50 or 60 quid per week. They come in and clean it, and then I recoup all of that time and can place it into something where the energy is better well spent. So need to start to delegate stronger and find any piece of time that I can recoup back from my calendar. Don't spend it on silly things and start to really be diligent about how I'm spending my time. Number two is that I need to really thoroughly invest into building relationships. They are the key that unlocks so much. When I think about gaining new sales, both in Minicorp and in Unity Street, and in any product that I've done in my past, it has always been about relationships. If you focus on, you know, who is this person? How can we get on? What are they into? Building up a relationship and almost putting the sale on the back burner or on the long finger or whatever. What happens is that you start to really get to know the person on both a personal level and also on a business level. And then you can also figure out whether this product is going to work for that person or if there's absolutely no point in pitching this product at all. But what happens is that you get to tell that person about all of the stuff that really interests you, the business that you're building, the product that you're building, and then within their network, they could possibly share it to somebody that sale will start to happen and bigger things will start to happen. It's also about building relationships from finding talented people point of view. So finding a great engineer or a great designer or a great videographer or anything, it is so much easier to find that person once you've built a relationship with them. They understand what you're about, what you're interested in, what makes you tick, and they know themselves and whether this relationship is something that they want to have happen. Rather than you hire them, you find out 6 months in, whatever, down the line that I'm this type of person, you're that type of person, this whole thing isn't going to really work, forget about it. So the sooner that you become, or I become, better at relationship building, getting to know people and investing into that area, I think it's going to be substantially strong characteristic for me. Okay, so point number three is working on communication. So in episode number one, I said that I really need to work on my communication and how I'm delivering messages to people because I don't believe that they're getting interpreted correctly. And so what I've done in Minicorp now is re-implemented the daily stand-up. So every single day from now on, 9:30, I think, is what the time is set at. Everybody huddles around our big table in the office and we go project by project and person by person. What's on the agenda? How are things going? How can other team members help out with other pieces? Or how do we share the load and how do we really work with a team? It helps to dissimulate all of the communication and everything that is happening from both a high vision perspective from Minicorp, but also from a really granular project level. What is skewing the project and making it perhaps go off the rails? Or how can we notice that there's going to be a roadblock in the future and deploy something against that right now to make sure that it doesn't happen? So that daily stand-up, I'm going to see how it goes over the next week, over the next 2 weeks. Everybody in the team is on board and they think it's a really good idea. So hopefully that's going to fix the communication from a Minicorp point of view. And as other things come up from other parts of Unity Street or my life or whatever, I will let you know. Point number 1, 2, 3, 4 is something that I've learned this week. And that is, I do some consultancy for a company called the Firm Organization. I basically go in as their interim CTO, help them from a technical perspective and from a product perspective to shape the business from a technology perspective. And one of them is that they're now starting to hire a product owner or a product manager within the company. And they've actually taught me about this excellent hiring method called the A method. And there is a book that I'm going to read, which is all around this method of hiring. I'm going to link it below in the description also. Hopefully it'll help me to get better at hiring in general. Point number 5, and the final point, is decoupling myself from Minicorp. So Minicorp has now been going for 2.5 or 3 years. We've substantially redefined what we've always set out to do. We've grown lots of businesses. We've built lots of products. Lots of them have become really successful. And it isn't really about me anymore. It is about the Minicorp team. It's about the Minicorp ecosystem and product and everything that we've built over that time. See, this is the thing. When you record it all in one go, you get to hear all the coughs and everything as well. So Minicorp is... I've started to speak to David from Workgroup, who is the company that created the identity for 3FE and for Demonware and for all of these exceptional companies and products. And we're going to work with them to redefine the Minicorp identity, who we are, what we stand for, our logo, everything around the company and branding and identity. So I'm really excited about where that goes. And I think by decoupling myself away from Minicorp, what happens is people stop expecting to always communicate with Brian Kenny when they're working with Minicorp. They can communicate with any of the team members within Minicorp and know that they're still getting the 9, the 15 million star influence, which is awesome. And that is it. So thank you very much for listening. If you have any comments, feedback, whatever, hit me up, Instagram, social, all of the things. Let me know. I hope you're enjoying these. Thank you.